Oh shit! Hey! We live, bro. All right. So, just real quick here. Introduce yourself, brother. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Dominic Smith. I'm just a regular guy. don't have nothing special. Just a regular guy. Thought I'd jump in and have a conversation. That's about it.
All right. So. You know what? This is an interesting kind of thing here, brother. Interesting kind of thing, man. We're going to get back to the edibles here in a second, man.
All right.
We're going to get back to that in a second here, brother. But, like, legit question, man. Like, mm-hmm. how did you discover the Behind the Scene podcast, man? Like, how did you come across our content, bro?
Okay. I sort of told you this story, but it turns out I was lying. What it was is, I just found out about Milestone and I started getting into it.
Yeah.
I started looking up videos on YouTube. Like, I think the reboot just got announced for Milestone, and I started looking up videos for the Milestone reboot. And I came across any videos I could find. I came across y'all's video where it said something like, who the fuck cares about Black Lightning? And I saw that and I was all like, yeah, I'm all like, finally, somebody read my damn mind. Who the fuck cares about Black Lightning? And they had Static Shock on the thumbnail. I clicked on that thing so fast, y'all was roasting them. I'm all, oh yeah, these are my people. And then I started watching some of your other videos. I think the one about the X-Men,
that was
really, really, really good. And then the one that you all did about the streaming war, that one was like on point. Exactly what I was thinking, especially, I don't know if it was you or Donovan, where you said that they're just fighting with each other until they run out of bullets. That's basically it right there. And that was right on the nose. So that's about it. And then I've just been watching y'all and you know, stuff like that.
No, I dig it, man. I dig it because, like, for me and Donovan, man, like me and him, we've been cool now for about 6 years. You know what I'm saying? Like we really got to be cool and just kind of chopping it up with each other kind of the same way. You know, it comes across on the audio. There really isn't much of a difference. Only real difference between the conversation that we used to have in person and over the audio is just the alcohol. Like, that's really the only difference.
Hey, that's the best part about technology like that, man. You could be at home chopping it up and be able to just turn, when y'all are done, be like, all right, I'm going to bed, man. And just pass out right there.
And I mean, the funniest part about it, bro, is like, for the longest time, for at least, I want to say, 2 years leading up to, you know, the idea of, hey, you know, let's actually record this just for whatever. Each time me and him would talk, it would still end up being a good hour and a half, 2 hours on the phone bullshitting. And then after we hang up, you know, either myself or him will send, you know, we'll send each other a text like, damn, man, like, this would be a dope podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, this would be a dope, you know what I mean? This shit would sound crazy on the playback or whatever,
oh, yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that, too, a little bit. I'm not very tech savvy, though, but I definitely crack jokes like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Cussing? No cussing?
I mean, we good, bro. We all good, man.
I want to double check because sometimes cuss like a sailor.
No, we all good, brother. But like, so for you, you were like, okay. So what's your history as a comic book fan, brother? Like, kind of explain some of that, man. Like, history as a comic book fan.
I am a scrub, man. Scrub. I just started. Maybe like right before COVID, right before COVID, like November of 2018, or was that nineteen?
Yeah, 2019.
I've been bored with stuff, you know. I'm sick of video games, and I don't really watch as much TV anymore. So I've been thinking about other stuff to do. And then, again, Milestone. I found out about Milestone, and I had dabbled a little bit with comics. Like, I read most of Superior Spider-Man, like, right when it started, because I heard in the news about how Norman Osborn was literally going to be Peter Parker. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I started watching that, and then I found out about, Spider-Man Noir. I like that idea of 1930s. He's wearing all black. I guess you could say, like, Spider-Batman, because that's what he kind of is. It's like Spider-Batman.
Right, right.
And then mostly Spider-Man stuff. And then after, I didn't want to get into it because I was worried about continuity and getting lost. But like coming to a point where it's like, this doesn't make sense. This must be tied into something else. But then I had somebody just say, you know, just start wherever you want to start at. Mm-hmm. And if you come to a point that you get lost, Google is your friend.
Yo,
so use Google.
Yo,
and I was like, you know what? Yeah, yeah. And then I sat back and I thought about it. Someone recommended that I pick one or a couple of characters, and I was like, yeah, I'll do that too. So I picked Spider-Girl, which I just finished up the 1998 run of Mayday Parker. I'm now reading Mark Waid's run on The Flash. After that, I plan on doing Frank Miller's Daredevil run. So I'm basically I'm backlogging through older stuff now and picking some runs that I like that aren't too long, because I don't want to go more than like maybe 200 issues or 150, because after a while, unless you're telling a deep narrative story,
mm-hmm.
like Chappelle's Show, wrap this shit up. Like,
well, so with comic books, man, I don't know when it kind of first hit me, but like mm-hmm. continuity doesn't fucking matter. Like continuity isn't really important.
Mm-hmm.
As I think it's kind of weird, man. Like I think initially, at some point in time, we were meant to believe that it did matter,
mm-hmm.
and then when characters got introduced and what the characters were doing became more interesting than a narrative or a singular storyline, that's when it kind of went out of the window. Like, okay, we know that Wolverine, we know who Wolverine is. We know he's a guy that got some metal put into his body, animadium skeleton. This is just like the Cliff Notes version. So anything that Wolverine is doing, regardless of if he's in outer space or in Canada or wherever he's at, it can always be traced back to him being a mutant and having an animanium skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that's the baseline to the character, everything that happened before doesn't really matter unless mm-hmm. they tell us it matters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Cause I can go for like those you know, one-offs. It's just... I try to tend to look for the more drawing, you know, the bigger picture stories. If I come across something small, that's cute, and I like it, it's just, I want stuff to be good, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I don't want to just read that and be like, well, that was a waste of time and effort, and it must have been a slow day at the office if this is what they came up with. Shoot.
Oh, man. So, with that being said, then,
mm-hmm.
you kind of getting your feet wet with everything right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
do you think that with the big two, obviously Marvel, DC Comics, are we getting to a point where ideas and some of these things are running out?
Or yes.
You think they're running out of ideas?
Yes and no. The problem is that with them spreading themselves a little too thin with stuff, And them, they just seem like they're throwing a lot of things at the wall. They have good writers and good material, but they don't always utilize it properly. And then you get these, like, you'll get something that'll be really, really good, and then you'll have like five duds. And the five duds are going to stick out more than the really, really good stuff.
Hmm.
Well, at least that's how I see it.
Are you familiar with, I mean, did you ever get into any of the DC Rebirth that took place from 20, I think it was like 2016 to 2019 or whatever? You never invested in any of that, right?
No.
Because, like, that entire run kind of encompasses everything that you just said right there, man. Like, I'm not even bullshitting you when I say that. It started out with a lot of promise with DC Rebirth, you know, a big teaser at the end that kind of we expected but didn't expect. The introduction of Watchmen crossing over. We got...
Yeah, what was that Doom... what was that called again? With Superman and Dr. Manhattan?
It was Doomsday Clock.
Doomsday Clock. Okay, that I do remember some of it. And that didn't get finished until recently. Or is it still going on?
Oh, bro.
I don't even remember now.
Bro. Oh, man. Like, dog. I remember me and Donovan were sitting on post in the middle of the wintertime, like right before Thanksgiving. We spent about 8 hours just going back and forth about, damn, you know, this is what this could be like, and that's what that could be like, and look at this cover right here. And don't get me wrong, like, DC was in their bag in the lead up to it. You know, they published a great kind of one-off storyline called The Button with the Flash and Batman. I highly recommend that. Even
the
if
Button?
Yeah, dog. All
right.
Yeah, The Button. Even if you can't read it, I want to say Comics Explained and Comic Storian on YouTube both, like, kind of narrate through those. The Button was fire, bro. Oh, man. The Button, like, you know what I mean? Ask Donovan about that, bro. The Button was some heat. Some certified heat, bro. And then they also did the Oz Effect, which was kind of like a teaser of this villain that's snatching up other villains because he knows Dr. Manhattan is coming to try to change everything. And it's almost like the lead up to Doomsday Clock and the build up to it was so much more interesting than what actually happened, dog. Like, Thanksgiving Day of 2017, man, like, I kid you not, I'm on my phone. I downloaded the Comixology app on my phone, downloaded it on a tablet just so I could read issue number one of Doomsday Clock. And it was like, all right, you know, this is cool. This is issue number one. I'm going to be patient with it because, you know, this is kind of based.
Let it roast a little bit. Let it roast
a
little bit.
This is based on the Watchmen.
Marinate.
Right. It's based on the Watchmen story. Like, we're not going to get everything right up front.
Correct.
And this is in 2017, bro. Like, it took 2 years from Thanksgiving of 2017 to almost, like, I want to say December, either late November or December of 2019. By the end of it, I think I was the only person who I knew that was actually reading Doomsday Clock, bro. And, like, I'm not even joking. I really, for 2 years, because it's not like Jeff Johns and everybody at DC Comics, it's not like you were getting another issue every month or every week.
Exactly. At that point, you're really just giving up faith. It's like, you can't expect somebody to hang. It's another thing that they don't take into consideration is time and that there's more product out there.
Right.
Like, every minute you spend wasting my time, I'm going to go and mess with somebody else.
Yo.
On game and have better stuff than what you got.
Yo, and to piggyback off that, like, with that being said, around this same time, and this is like you were saying with the continuity thing, right? I was under the impression that DC Rebirth, I thought everything under DC Comics under that umbrella was going to stay within that bubble until the end of Doomsday Clock, right? So, but right in the middle of this, they come out with another, like, alternate whatever called DC Metal or Dark Knight's Metal.
With Joker Batman that everybody was for.
And it confused the hell out of me because, I mean, this looks interesting over here, but I don't really want to, I don't want to start reading this here and think that it has something to do with this. And, you know, during that 2 years, I kind of held out on reading a lot of interesting and new comic books because I thought everything was supposed to kind of be self-contained under that same umbrella, bro. And I ended up looking like a fool because, like I said, by the end of 2019, nobody was reading Doomsday Clock, bro. It was all about the Batman Who Laughs by the end of 2019.
And man, that just goes to show how fast things, especially in the digital age, is moving. Like, if you can't keep some of these people long enough or have anything engaging ready to come out the gate that's going to buzz really quickly, you are going to get left behind really fast. Really, really fast. And it's like, what? That? Oh, man, we stopped talking about that 2 weeks ago. Where you been at?
Yo. And you know, just like even more than that, it kind of has me thinking. Like with DC Comics, I will give them credit where it's due because they are always trying. There's always something that they're at least trying to get their readers interested in, or at least, you know, there's always something. You know, DC Future State was last year, and then, you know, this year was following up on Future State. There's always something that DC Comics is attempting to pull off on page. With Marvel Comics, their success on the big screen, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because on page, their history, their backlog of stories is more interesting than anything they can do on page now. Like,
And that's where they're getting at. And before the MCU started taking off, I wasn't reading comic books, but I could tell that they were grooming certain characters for the moments that they're going through right now. I could tell that they were getting ready to groom Carol Danvers, Black Panther, Miss Marvel. They were grooming them in the comic books so that way when they and Miles Morales too. They're building that up so now that it's paying off and it shouldn't be that way, and at least not entirely. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't be
up here grooming them barely enough, half baked, and then shoving them onto the screen instead of doing it the opposite way or having a 50-50 split. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I think. I think the reason why the success has been what it is because most people are not actually, like, the people who like these characters have never really invested in them and read the comic books like that. Like, my mom, I'll use my mom as an example. My mom, her favorite Avenger is Thor. That's her favorite Avenger, right? But, I mean, obviously, my mom's not going to read a Thor comic book. She might buy a t-shirt. She might buy a Thor coffee mug.
Getting the casual. Right. People don't want to invest all the time do all that effort.
And I think the part of it that they've mastered on the live action side of it, like, we just kind of had, like, a little diatribe about how DC Comics is always messing with their continuity and everything like that. The way that they've been successful with marketing these characters is by establishing the continuity for these characters is what's on screen now. If you want to read a Thor comic book, that's perfectly fine. But the character of Thor is the one you see on screen. What What's happening on Page is probably either some kind of derivative or something
It takes samples and the best samples and beats that we can make for casual audiences.
Yes.
Also servicing comic book fans at least enough to get them beats.
And I can't be mad at that. I really
I'm not either. But I understand how the game is played is what I was getting at. Like I see what you're doing. You may be able to fool everybody, but you can't fool me, at least not entirely. I was getting at. But yeah, continue.
I do think that and you mentioned like, you know, you were gonna get into the Daredevil run from Frank Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that on the Marvel side of things, as far as like what I would read, I would go with the classics, bro. Like I got
I'm reading through the original OG Spider-Man, and I've read like the first 11 issues, and it it's a little dated, of course, but that's good. As far as other characters from around that time, I haven't thought about it yet. I was thinking maybe the original Avengers. How bad is it?
I don't know. I can't say for sure that any of that would be, you know, I can't really speak to the quality of any of it per se, but I do think that when it comes to kind of like what I was saying before, like if I were to read an Avengers comic book, I probably would be more likely to go back as opposed to reading a current one now. Like, I have the paperback of like the X-Men Dark Phoenix saga and X-Men Days of Future Past. I have the full paperback collections of those. And the way that I look at it now, I mean, I don't know that Marvel Comics has it in them to even put out that kind of work anymore, because that's not the focus of what they're doing right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I absolutely get what you're saying there.
Shit, and it ain't thing happen with Marvel right now with comic books.
When did you pop up? Or are you just hiding in the background? come out of the damn bushes all of a sudden. Or behind the dumpster. We sitting up there talking in the parking lot. He just zip out of the dumpster.
It is 1 a.m. in Virginia right now.
It is 1 a.m., man. I was like, hold up. Oh shit, y'all live and shit. Like, all right, let me see what's up.
Oh man.
Okay, so you're an hour ahead of me.
Yeah, y'all Central Time, right?
So yeah, bro. So back to the so detour, man. Back to the edibles.
Where were we?
I do think that's kind of where that's at, man. I mean, for as much criticism as you can put on DC Comics, they are at least making an effort to you know, at least keep the pages turning. Because
but before we get off comics, one thing I want to ask you, Joe, have you read Batman 89 or been reading it, I should say?
I haven't checked out 89. Donovan, checked out 89?
I've been slacking on 89. I know about it, though. I heard it's pretty decent. It's like pretty much a continuation of Batman.
Yes. I love it thus far. It is, they have, what's his face that used to do the Colt 45?
Billy D. Williams.
I can't believe I forgot. Billy D. Williams is Harvey Dent, and it has
one of the Williams
face players. as
Robin.
Damian Wayne.
Marlon
Wayans. Yeah, and it's pretty good, and it picks up right afterwards. And so far they just had him go nuts, and they're establishing him as Robin, and it's pretty good. I'm mad that it's only six issues though, So
we'll see. Okay, man. Hey, DC, man, they're always going to put that effort in Batman. There always will be
at least three
decent Batman books to read. They're always going to put that concentrated effort in that character and the property.
If they could do that in other characters, that would be much helpful.
So I got a question for both of y'all, though.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In how many years do you think, we're going into 2022. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look too far into the future, but do you think that within the next decade that Marvel Entertainment, per se, will get to the point where they are no longer actually publishing comic books for people to read? Because I can see that happening. I mean, for example, right? Like, WWE within the last week just discontinued their home video. You will no longer be able to buy new video content from WWE because it's just not in their best interest to do it.
Wait, physical copies or just copies in general?
No, there will be WWE will no longer be producing physical copies of any of their content after the end of this year. I think Survivor Series is the last physical release of any content they'll be putting out, right?
Price of the brick just went up, man.
Price of the brick went up, dog. Right? Right? With Marvel, seeing as how we kind of just mentioned, like, their main point of interest isn't on page like that. Like, within the next decade, do you think that's something that they'll do? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it possible that we'll see them do that? Because DC ain't doing it. But, you know.
Yes, because they're owned by a beer company known as Disney, or as I call him, Mickey Grouse. A pet named Mickey Grouse. So, I think I could see them. If the minute it stops being enough profitable for them, they'll be like, okay, we're done with this BS. We got the characters. We can license them out. We can put them on T-shirts. We can do all this other stuff. This comic book stuff is not working. We need to cut bait and just let go of it. Or they'll do it in a very, very, very small capacity.
I can see that. I still think that they're still feeding the machine, Marvel Comics, in terms of turning out potential IPs for the MCU, because we still got Ms. Marvel, who just debuted, 10 years ago with Marvel Comics. We still got Ironheart, Riri Williams.
Miles Morales.
Yep, we got characters that are still 10 years old, 15 years old or less. So, you know, as they're continuing to pass on the torch like the Young Avengers, we still got a little bit of a continuation of basically having that pool of characters and resources, drawing from it and then taking it to the mainstream, just kind of taking the best of the best or seeing where they can plug those pieces of comics and try to bring it to a mass audience. So, I'm kind of 50-50 on it. I could kind of see them stopping maybe physical copies, going digital only, or just doing it literally for a trade. Mm-hmm. You got to buy 6 issues in one volume for physical copy, and then buying digitals for single floppies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I still think they're viewing it as. I'll say again.
Oh, I said that would be beneficial for them that way, because then they would actually be competing with manga. Because manga, they do, what is it, is it 5 or 10 stories in a volume at a time? Yeah.
They'd be giving you your money's worth. They'd be giving you a thick-ass book, $10. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's much better. You're getting, 4 or 5 comic, basically 4 or 5 chapters over what would be, 2, 3 issues of regular comics?
Shit, with no ads too? Come on, man.
And I forgot about that too. No ads. Maybe the first page when you open the volume, but after that, no ads.
No ads.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep. So you're not really getting the full 20, it might be 25 pages, but you're getting about 19 actual pages of a story. And the rest is ads, you know what I mean? So that might be the future right there. Downplaying on the single issues, going for the trades, and just trying to keep churning out storylines, as a resource pool, IP pool for the MCU and Disney Plus too. You know what I mean? And Disney Plus too. So I'm like 50-50 on it, but I, as long as they continue to, the MCU brand is still strong. They're still trying to churn out some new stuff, new content. I think the comics will be okay. It's kind of like that pool of a resource to pull from, man.
So the next decade, might be a little bit too soon, is what we're saying there. Might be a little bit too soon.
I say maybe towards, we'll see at the tail end of the decade how things are going, because you know the tide can change at any point. Like, especially now that they have that new stupid president working at Disney, Bob Chapek, I think his name is. And,
yeah,
and he's already starting to screw up the MCU a little bit. So depending, the ship can always sway. If anything were to happen, I think it would happen at the tail end if things get bad. But like Donovan said, they can opt to do trades, digital only. But those are definitely some lower end options that they can try doing.
Yeah, they're pulling from, they're no longer in that golden era of the classic characters. We're now starting to get into this newer age. So that, you know, it's going to be it might be a little bit shaky. I don't know. They're so bulletproof at the moment, but you know, everyone rises and falls eventually. So
you're right, man, for sure.
Of course.
So with that being said, D Smith, you know, I do want to just, quick question for you then, man. Like, not to put you on the spot or anything like that.
Here we go.
Not to put you on the spot or anything like that, man. But let me just give me a quick list here. I'm not going to ask characters. I'm not going to ask characters because that's a different convo altogether. But give me your top five books that you've come across that you've read. Let me get your top five books, brother.
Man, flip the hang, man. Of course, the original OG Static, original OG Hardware.
Nice, man, nice.
What else? Oh, the thing I've been trying to get y'all to read, Denali, or the thing that I posted about. I forget how to pronounce it. It's an African story told from a guy from West Africa, and I love his artwork. That was a good read. Let me see what else I got in here.
Yeah, I'm slipping, man. I need to check that one out. I've actually got a few African comics, Etin comics, and I've been digging them. So yeah, I'm slipping on that one.
Shit, I'm going through my long my short box.
How are you good, man?
The Kiki Harem. That's about it. I'm still finding. I got like a ton of stuff I still need to read. So.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm compared to y'all, I am a scrub.
Man, you good?
Because the thing is, man, like. And I think it's easier, like, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I've read more about comic book storylines on Wikipedia than I have actually read, like, actual comic books, man. I'm sorry, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
a lot of these motherfuckers out here done did the same shit, bro.
Yeah. What I normally do is I look up the bio. And if it sounds good to me, then I'll read it. Oh, Spider-Man Noir. That's another one.
Yeah,
he had three miniseries. The second one, it was really, really good. And I read that all the way through. I really like Spider-Man Noir. I wish I would get another miniseries, but we will see. Probably not.
Maybe after. Nah, I don't. I was gonna say after the next Spider-Verse.
Don't kid yourself, bro.
I was gonna say after the next Spider-Verse, but Spider-Woman is gonna be the star coming out of that. So
probably, yeah.
You know, so
2099 to Miguel O'Hara possibly.
Yeah, I've read a little bit of 2099. It's okay. First time,
babe.
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, 2099 was something crazy altogether, man. Like,
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Doom Like Doom was like God in 2099, bro.
Yeah,
they set it off, man.
They set it off, man. They got to put some respect on Doom out here, bro. But yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling over there, brother? Like, how you feeling, D? You know what I'm saying? How you feeling, man?
Shit, I'm still recovering from Bush, man.
So it was the edibles. It was the edibles, and it was the green, the turtle power.
Oh man, no, we didn't do no edible today, man.
Okay, I'm about to say too much. That would have been way too much. You would have been all screwed up.
I would have been
got on this call.
Shit, dude, I don't think I would have made it through the park, man. It would have been too much for me.
Be slogging over like a slug or something. Be like,
man, I would have had to sit my ass down somewhere, man.
That's real. What I mean, slopping over like a slug, too. Dude, they be sitting up there. Shit. I'm like, he moving like a slug, and he suddenly trying to go help.
Oh man, that's some shit right there. So D Smith, you said you dropped the edible earlier, bro. One, two,
what? Just one. I went low key tonight.
Wait, you did two for the night?
No, just one.
Just like, one? Oh, okay.
Next week I'll be on vacations for a couple of days, so I'll probably be really, really jacked up.
Oh man. You're gonna turn it on next week.
Oh yes. Speaking of which, are y'all doing anything next week? Because we definitely gonna have to talk about Spider-Man after.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like
I expect both of y'all and probably a few other people to be on.
We'll see. Like, man, the timing on that might be a little jacked, bro. Because
that's fine. I don't understand.
Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm all right. So, Donovan, you going Thursday, right?
Yeah, I'm going Thursday at 7.
I'm trying to cop my
ticket. Oh, you ain't got one?
Oh, you ain't get that joint yet?
Man, yeah, but see, there's two theaters over here by where I live at.
All right.
So, I can probably buy my ticket and go see it Friday when I get off work. But,
okay.
You know, just my timing might be kind of fucked because, like, so peep this, bro. So, like, I'm working Monday. I'm off work on Wednesday. I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then Tuesday, I'm going on vacation, bro. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm going to Hawaii, bro. So,
oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, the timing on that might be a little fucked up because, like, between work and then getting ready to go on vacation, like, I'm not going to have no kind of free time to really take a deep dive on that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, that's fine.
I'll
be willing to wait. Sure.
Well, you know what? Like, on the real, like, I might have to I don't want to say this. I don't want to jinx it, bro. But, like, I might either I'll have to try to sit out for the review. Or, like, that would be, like, top of 2022, man. I don't know, Donovan. What you think, bro?
You know what? I think we'll do kind of like our routine, man. We're going to take our time on that one.
Yeah.
We'll kind of let everyone kind of throw it out there, do the reviews, and then we'll try to do, like, in-depth analysis of it, you know what I mean, when some time has passed. Because that works out for us. We kind of let the hype fade a little bit, and then we can get our word out. Try to input it in a different way than everyone else. So
you'll
probably see it twice by the time we review.
I'm planning on going to see it Friday when I get off work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean Monday morning, I'm off Twitter until I see this movie. I'm off Twitter until I see this movie. But
social media blackout. I don't blame you, man.
Yeah. Nope.
That's why I'm going Friday. I'm like, screw all that crap, man.
But a little sidebar here. Sidebar. Kind of
go ahead, man.
Before we kind of just kill the B-roll here. Like so Dominic, did you see the Eternals or did you skip it?
Nah, I skipped that crap. No, thank you, sir.
All right, now okay.
Right. Fair enough.
Okay, so I mean, you kind of let me know, like you've been up on the audio a little bit. Like, with mm-hmm. our review of that movie, because the plan was not to, this is like behind the scenes of behind the scene. This is crazy, bro. But like,
the curtain behind the curtain.
We didn't plan on talking about that movie for 2 fucking hours.
Like, nah, really that was, didn't.
That was, that was really not the plan, bro. But like, our criticisms of that movie, do you think we were off base? Even though you said you skipped it, at some point you're going to watch that movie. But do you think we were off base on any criticism?
No. From what I've heard, no. I don't think so.
Oh man!
Like that film man. Is. The more we talk about it, the more it kind of just deflates. And then, yeah, I mean, I was talking with Screech about it at work, and I really started going. I went down that rabbit hole, man. Like, listen, we listened to the podcast again. I'm like, yo, this shit really don't make no goddamn sense, man. Like, at the end of it, I mean. I think, what did I give it, like a 7 out of 10? I think I give it like a 7. I give it like a 6 now. You know, I did that to the point. I give it a 6 now, man. It had a bad foundation. If they would have, like I said, put it in a Disney Plus series, 9 hours, try to solidify some of those holes, it'd be a better structured story. But as it stands right now, man, that you almost could get rid of that film and it kind of would wouldn't do nothing. It wouldn't even matter. Yep. Yeah.
I agree. Someone was saying something that was really smart about them interacting. Even in the comics, they don't really interact as much with the universe as much. And they're gods. That, like, if they're around, why have the Avengers? It just seems a little, like, no reason to have them around, you know?
Man,
yeah, especially the Thor can take care of everything that was presented.
Another like Jackson said, that we already know and is relatable. Well, yeah, we don't need them, and screw them anyway, man.
Oh man, so all right, just before we wrap this up here, man. Any bold like I think. You know, when we go live this week, I kind of want to get into some predictions for 2022. But like in comic books specifically, because I mean, I think we kind of chopped it up about that before you got on here, Donovan. Mm. Is there anything in actual written comic books that you would like to see in the year 2022?
Blood Syndicate.
Okay, that's one. I'll give him 3 issues.
That artist I was telling y'all about that wrote that African book, Jumbo, I think his name is. He has a mini series coming out, called Monkey Meat. Off the strength of his artwork, I want to read it, whatever that's going to be about.
It's called Monkey Meat, bro?
Yeah, I think it's called Monkey Meat.
That's got to be satire.
Probably. All I know is it's about a bunch of monkeys being on an island and something that have to do with a meat plant type thing or something.
Oh, man.
I might give it a shot. You got some good humor to it, you know.
Yeah, it's a little bit of shock value in there.
Yeah. A little bit, just a hint.
Just a hint. Besides that, I can't think of anything else that I know that's coming out. Any books coming out next year besides that?
I don't know. What you think about that, D? Like anything you would anything you might be looking forward to for next year?
Next year, there's nothing really, you know, mainstream wise that's like in the horizon per se. I'm gonna continue with John Ridley's Black Panther run. I like the first issue; that was pretty good. My eyes, John Ridley is my favorite writer right now in comic books. I've been buying his work all year round. Blood Syndicate, Milestone, I'll give that a shot. I just got into them. I got like 17 issues on Black Friday. So
Blood Syndicate?
Yeah, I got it for a buck each, man. That's how I be catching up on some stuff, man. I be getting them sales, bro, for a dollar.
I tried to collect them all before the hype got in, and
Oh, yeah.
I managed to get most of the good static books before the price went up. But
Nice.
I wasn't able to get hardware 49 and 50. Those are the two I'm missing now. Those go for like $100 a pop. I don't want to pay that much.
Ooh.
They go
God
for a
damn,
hundred
man.
or 50 if I'm lucky, but $100 a pop, no sir, no sir.
Yeah. I might get that Milestone compendium. It's like 70-70. It's got like issues 1 through 10 of like every kind of like a hero or series they have. I might snag that. But next year I'm looking forward to the creators, man. The indie guys. I got my boy
Man.
Joseph Ngozi. He gotta release that Black Cock and Gyena comic sometime soon, man. I don't want my physical copy of that shit in my hand, man. The greatest superhero of all time, Black Cock.
Greatest superhero of all
Of
time.
all time, bro.
Oh,
And I'm waiting on my.
they need to do a parody cover being like Stan Lee used to do back in the day with like
Oh,
both
man.
worlds. Will the cock be able to save us all? The amazing cock, Black Cock.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
He's got good stuff, man. It's good, funny stuff. I think he's moving to Atlanta, from I think Nigeria next year or whatever. But I'm looking forward to him physical. I'm rooting for the indie guys, man. Delta Dogs issue 20, 21, 22. Looking forward to that. King Spawn, I'm still by that. I got a good rotation. I just found what I like, and I just continue to
Yeah,
buy it.
support
You know what I
that.
mean? I support that. I mean, I don't feel any pressure to support like Nubia. Like I'm good on Nubia. I don't need to buy any
Is
Nubia.
Nubia back?
I just
It's on the list, but it's further down on my list of stuff.
I mean it's all right. I'd rather get Stranger Comics got Niobe. That comic series, Niobe is like that's a phenomenal series.
I just remember another thing I've been binging through and I love is Stan Sakai's Osagio Ojimbo. Oh, I'm loving that stuff right there.
Oh, so
That's
oh, you
like
like Osagi,
Osagi, and I read Space Osagi. As soon as I was done reading the first half of Space Osagi, I wanted to go buy it, and the omnibus or the trades are no longer in print, and they're expensive, and the originals are no longer in print. I was like, man.
huh? Ah, shit. I mean, I dig a little bit into the Turtles comics, Last Ronin kind of fizzled out for me.
Oh,
I never
man.
gave. I never gave Usagi a chance, to be honest with you. So I might have to pick
I
it
like
up.
it. I like it a lot. It's like Samurai Jack if he never left his if he never left like his area. It's like him
Okay.
just going through. It's like adventure stories if you put them in feudal Japan and everybody was anthropomorphic animals.
All right, I'll be searching
With a
through
little
him
bit of
now
Akira
then.
Kurosawa.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for the for that series for sure, man.
So to kind of answer my own question, man.
What you got?
So for next year, I'm not interested in one particular book, one particular author. I am just interested to see if the comic book industry as a whole is going to like maybe try to band together to stem the tide kind of back in their favor or try to even up some of that market share from what manga is doing right now. And I don't know how they're going to do it because there are some things that they're attempting right now that you can tell are meant to try to do it. But I'm
Yeah.
just interested to know if there's some kind of formula that can happen to make it a little bit more even of a playing field. That's what I'm interested to see in the year 2022. I don't know if they can pull it off, but I'm interested to see if there's at least going to be some effort made because, like you were saying before, bro, the time, like this is the time for the indies, man. This is really the time for the indies, man. It's sink or swim right now, and I think a lot of these guys that are that are on the independents, man, are looking to show and prove. I need to make more effort into some indie comic books in the year 2022.
What we need is we need a big bang, a zeitgeist, like a Superman when Superman first started and basically gave birth to the new to superheroes as we know it, or Star Wars, how Star Wars changed, you know, the whole sci-fi mm-hmm. genre and
right.
made it more of a pop culture. We need a new moment. Somebody or a group of people need to get together and build something that's going to really change it to the point that corporate America is going to go like, whoa, ooh, we need see? Some of that.
You talking some shit, bro.
Hire more people.
You talking some shit. Is it possible?
Yes. The thing I've been saying is you know, there's that old saying, if you build it, they will come. But how will they come if they don't know that you exist? There's plenty of things out there that we don't know about that don't exist yet.
Ooh. Yeah. That we sounds like the Creator's Corner edition right there, man.
We're going to leave it right there, brother. We're going to leave it right there, man. Hey, this is some good shit here on short notice, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, D. Smith, man, welcome, brother. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, dog. I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, glad I finally have you on board, man. I'm glad you joined Discord, bro, and got your first episode in, man. Have plenty more to come, man, for real.
Oh, most definitely. Hope so.
Hey, y'all brothers be safe out there, man. Hey, D, man, I know you hit that water. I know you was drinking some water tonight, right? Please tell me you was drinking some water, bro.
I got my alkaline water right next to me, bro. I'm good.
Liar, it's a bottle of tequila.
Oh, stop man. Playing.
Stop hey, playing. Hey. Just because well, yeah. you put it in the milk carton don't mean it's water.
But yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hey, rest up, dog. You know what I mean? We're going to get it in on Tuesday, bro, for sure.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday's going to be a good show. I think we got old Squeege and Dominique, if you're free too, man. We'll get you in there.
Oh, y'all will be missing me by one day.
Monday? All right.
Because I don't start on my vacation until Wednesday.
All right, hey, it's all good, man. Hey, your brothers enjoy y'all night into the morning, man. I'll get with y'all in the chat tomorrow.
All right, dope. Peace out, y'all.
Peace, brother.